感谢主，我们再次大家能够在一起敬拜神。
Thank God that we have an opportunity again to worship together.
如果你没有去参加退休会的。
You did not join us in the retreat.
可是在主日学的时间，跟我们一起来看看我们退休会所发生的事情。
I just ask that you join us during the Sunday school time so you can see what happened during the retreat.
希望下次退休会我们有更多的人来参加。
And hopefully for the next retreat, we will have more people to come and join us.
然后今天我们的题目是我们必须祷告。
The topic today is we need to pray.
然后经文是帖撒罗尼迦后书三章第一节到第五节。
Scripture is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 1 to 5.
我用中文念，然后英文的看英文圣经的就跟着看。
It will be read in Chinese. Please follow in your English Bible.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章第一节到第五节。弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告，好叫主的道理快快行开，得着荣耀，正如在你们中间一样，也叫我们脱离无理之恶人的手。因为人不都是有信心，但主是信实的，要坚固你们，保护你们脱离那恶者。我们靠主生信，你们现在是遵行我们所吩咐的，后来也必要遵行。愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。那么从帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章开始，保罗就谈到关于主耶稣基督再来的事情。
From the first chapter of 2 Thessalonians, Paul have began to talk about Jesus' return.
那么他也谈到是关于那些不法之人的到来。
And he also talk about the lawless one.
所以圣经讲到，当这个敌基督显露的时候，将会有那些离道反教的事情发生。
And so he mentioned that as the Antichrist appears, there will be more and more lawless and rebellious things.
然后圣经也告诉我们，敌基督还没有显露，因为那个拦阻的还没有被除去。
And the Bible also told us before the Antichrist appear, the one who holds him back.Continue to be on earth.
但是如果你看这个帖撒罗迦后书第二章第七节这节经文的时候
，But as you read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7，
特别是上半段
，especially earlier part of the verse，
那边讲到他说，因为那不法的隐意已经发动。
He says, for the secret power of lawlessness is already at work.
换句话说，这些不法的事情已经开始了。
Which is saying that this lawlessness has already begun.
只是还没有被完全的表现出来，因为那个拦阻的还没有被除去。
It's just because it has not been completely revealed because the one who holds him back still is present.
那么虽然这些不法的事情和离道反教的事情还没有被完全的显现出来。
Even though the lawlessness and this lawless one has not been completely revealed,
还是圣经讲那些不法的隐意已经发动了。
But the Bible said the secret power of this lawlessness is already here.
那么从这个角度来看，基督徒应当存有什么态度？对这件事情应该有什么态度
？So then, how should a Christian look at this?
我们应当如何在这个世代里面生存
？How should we live in this world？
来准备去面对将来要发生的事情。
To prepare ourselves to face what is going to happen。
所以活在这个邪恶的世代里面，保罗劝勉基督徒应当做的事情。
So living in this evil world, Paul is encouraging the Christians to do what they need to do。
那么从刚才那段经文，我们看到保罗劝勉基督徒应当做的一件很重要的一件事情。
And from the scripture read, we see that Paul, told the Christians one thing they must do.
那么这件事情，保罗说就是祷告。
And this one thing is pray.
那么你看第三章第一节的时候，保罗说：“弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告。”
And looking at chapter 3, verse 1, it says, Brothers, pray for us.
那么祷告是保罗经常提到的事情。
Prayer is something that Paul mentioned often.
无论在罗马书、在哥林多后书或者以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书或者帖撒罗尼迦前后书，保罗都提到祷告的事情。
Paul mentioned often in all his epistles like Colossians, Ephesians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, Romans.
保罗经常为这些教会祷告。
He prayed often for these churches.
好，比如说在第以弗所书第一章第十七节，保罗说求神赐给他们智慧，以致他们更加认识神。
For example, in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, he says, that I keep asking that the Lord of that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
还有在腓立比书第一章第九节，保罗说求神他的教会的信徒的爱心继续增加，并且在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。
And then in Philippians chapter 1 verse 9 he says, And this is my prayer that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
所以这些只是保罗一些祷告的例子。
These are just a few examples of his prayer.
除了保罗为他自己为教会祷告。
And he prayed for himself and he also prayed for the church.
保罗自己也经常要求教会为他祷告。
He often asked the churches to pray for him.
所以在结束这个帖撒罗尼迦后书的时候，保罗以最后的话语来劝勉教会为他祷告。
So at the closing of 2 Thessalonians, Paul asked the church to pray for him.
所以保罗要求教会为他自己，而且他的同工祷告。
Paul asked the church to pray not only for him, but also for his co-workers.
所以刚才我们看到第一节的时候，保罗说为我们祷告。
So in verse 1, he says, Brothers, pray for us.
所以这个祷告不是一次过的祷告。
This prayer is not just a one-time prayer.
如果根据原文的意思是说继续的祷告。
In original language, it meant to continue to pray.
所以保罗要求教会的信徒继续的为他祷告。
So Paul asked the church to pray for him continually.
所以当我们来到神的面前祷告的时候，不是一次过的事情。
So as we come before God to pray, it is not just a one-time thing.
而是不断的事情。
It is a one thing that keeps on going.
所以当我们为自己祷告或者为别人祷告的时候，我们应当继续的祷告。
So as we pray for ourselves and for others, we need to pray continually.
那么当我信了耶稣之后，我很希望我的父母亲也能够得到这个救恩。
As I became a believer, I also wish my parents would receive the salvation.
那么从那天开始，我就为我的父母亲的救恩祷告。
So from that day on, I continued to pray for my parents.
我一共祷告了五年。
I prayed for 5 years.
每一天我都为他们祷告。
I prayed for them every day.
求神把这个救恩也给他们。
For God to give them the salvation also.
那么神听了我的祷告。
God answered my prayer.
五年后这一天。
And after 5 years, there's one day.
我听到我的父母亲接受耶稣成为他们个人的救主。
I heard about the news that my parents have accepted Christ as their Savior.
那么那个时候我正在美国念大学。
I was in the States at that time.
所以听到远方传来的喜讯。
So as I heard this joyful news from afar.
所以心里面充满那种不能够形容的那种喜乐。
I have indescribable joy in my heart.
所以保罗在这里要求帖撒罗尼迦教会信徒为他祷告。
So Paul here requests the church or the believers in Thessalonica to pray for him.
那么保罗所要求祷告的内容是什么？
And what is the content of his request?
我们请看第一、第二节。
Let's look at verse 1 and 2.
好，保罗说，弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告，好叫主的道理快快行开，得着荣耀，正如你们中间一样。也叫我们脱离无理之恶人手，因为人不都是有信心。
He says, Brothers, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored. just as it was with you, and pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men.
所以从这两节经文里面，我们看到保罗要求他们为两件事情祷告。
So from these two verses, we saw that Paul asked them to pray for two things.
第一件事情就是围绕福音迅速的传开来祷告。
First of all, pray for the message of the Lord to be spread rapidly and be honored.
那么第二件事情就是围绕保罗和他的同工脱离无礼之恶人的手祷告。
And secondly, they want to pray that Paul and his co-workers be delivered from wicked and evil men.
让我们看第一个祷告。
Let's look at the first prayer.
也就是主的道理快快行开得着荣耀。
And it is that the message of the Lord be spread rapidly and be honored.
那么这个主的道理就是讲到神的真理，也包括福音在内。
The message of the Lord is the truth of the Lord and also includes the gospel.
然后保罗邀请这些信徒围绕福音的事工来祷告。
So Paul asked the believers to pray for the gospel.
直到这个福音很快的广传出去。
So that this message can be spread rapidly.
所以那边有个字眼，四个字叫做快快的行开。
And so there's a word that says spread rapidly.
啊，这四个字的意思就好像啊，讲到一个赛跑的运动员从这个地方。
Just like an athlete runner running from one place to another.
所以保罗盼望这个福音从这个地方传到另外一个地方。
So Paul wished that the message of the Lord can be spread from one place to the next.
那么使到很多的人听到这个福音而得到这个救恩。
So others can hear the message and receive salvation.
所以当主耶稣走遍每一个城市跟乡村的时候
And as Jesus traveled from village to village
所以他在那个会堂里面教训人
He teach people in the synagogue
他在那边先讲天国的福音
And he talk about the message of the heavenly kingdom
他同时也医治有很多有病痛的人
He also healed a lot of the sick ones
所以他看见许许多多的人
He saw a lot of people
他就怜悯他们
And he had mercy on them.
因为他们困苦流离。
Because they were lost.
好像那些羊没有牧人一样。
Just as the sheep without a shepherd.
所以耶稣基督就对门徒说。
And so Jesus told his disciples.
他说要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
So he said the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
所以这是主耶稣对门徒的吩咐。
So this is what Jesus commanded his disciples.
也是对我们的吩咐。
He also told us the same thing.
也就是要我们在这个福音的事工上要继续的祷告。
He wants us to pray continually on this gospel matter.
然后求神差派工人，包括我们自己，到外去传。
May God send forth workers, including ourselves, to go and spread the gospel.
那么传福音，圣经告诉我们是一个大使命。
Spreading the gospel in the Bible told us it is the Great Commission.
也是一个命令。
And it is also a command.
所以在这个马太福音结束的时候
，So at the closing of Matthew,
耶稣对门徒说
，Jesus told the disciples,
他说天下地下所有的权柄都赐给我们我了。所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
所以传福音是每一个基督徒的责任和使命。
So spreading the gospel is the responsibility of each believer.
并且是一个命令。
And it is also a commandment.
不是一个选择。
It is not a choice.
不少的基督徒从来没有传过福音。
I don't know if there's any believers who has never spread the gospel.
但是我们知道将来我们必要跟主交账。
But we know one day we must pay the due.
所以当使徒行传讲到当圣灵降在门徒身上的时候
And so in Acts it says as the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples
所以他们得到那个能力从耶路撒冷 然后到撒玛利亚，然后到世界每一个角落，把那个福音广传。
As they received the power from the Holy Spirit, then they witnessed in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, until the ends of the world.
所以传福音不是在只是在一个地方。
So spreading the gospel is not limited to just one place.
所以圣经讲到传福音是包括本地、外地，还有世界每一个角落。
Spreading the gospel include local, include further out, and also the ends of the world. The Jerusalem of Albuquerque Chinese Baptist Church is Albuquerque.
就是我们周围的人。
And it is those people around us.
我们每一天遇见的人。
The people we met every day.
这些人都是我们传福音的对象。
These are the subject of our witness.
所以刚才我们读那段经文告诉我们要围绕这个福音的事工来祷告。
And the scripture told us that we need to pray for the spreading of this gospel.
而直到这个福音事工能够广传。
So that it can spread rapidly.
所以我们必须围绕我们教会传福音的事工来祷告。
So we must pray for the evangelizing of this gospel from our church.
那么求神打动我们每一个人的心。
And may God touch.Each of our hearts.
对这个福音的事工存在一个负担。
So that we have the burden of spreading the gospel.
然后把这个救恩传给那些世上的灵魂。
To spread the salvation to those who are lost.
所以保罗要求这些信徒为他祷告。
So Paul asked the believers to pray for him.
能够使到这个福音很快的传开出去。
So that the message of the Lord can be spread rapidly.
以致神得到荣耀。
So that God can be glorified.
那么圣经说福音的广传是借着基督徒的祷告。
The Bible says the spreading of the gospel is through the prayers of the believers.
其实在过去的教会历史里面。
In the past church history,
我们也看到祷告带来给教会的复兴。
We can see the revival brought forth by prayer.
我们举个例子，在1857年的时候。
For example, in 1857.
美国这个国家享受一段经济发达的时候。
America has enjoyed economic privilege.
很奇怪的，当经济发达的时候。
And it's a funny thing, as there is economic prosperity,
社会的道德水准就下跌。
Morality in the society will decrease.
如果你看看目前中国大陆经济的发展。
If you look at China's economic development,
中国现在面对最大的问题就是道德的败坏。
The biggest challenge China is facing today is moral, is immorality.
所以当时美国的人民对神的事情就慢慢的减少兴趣。
So at that time, the interest of people towards God gradually decreased.
然后因为这个缘故，有一位从荷兰来的弟兄。
And because of this reason, there is a brother from Holland.
他的名字叫做 Jeremiah Lampier.
His name is Jeremiah Lampier.
他就在这个时候在纽约这个城市。召集人来为美国祷告。
So in New York, he gathered people to pray for the country.
所以第一个星期的时候，只有六个人出现。
For the first week, there were only six people gathered around.
所以他召集这些人在中午的时候，从12点到1点的时候，在纽约市中心祷告。
So he gathered these people to come between 12 and 1 o'clock in the afternoon.To pray for America.
但第一个星期只有六个人出现。
For the first week, there were only six people.
而且都不准时。
And they were not punctual.
然后第二个星期的时候，发觉到有20个人出现。
Second week, there are 20 people.
再过不久，人数越来越多。
And then as the week passed, the number of people increased.
他们不止在星期三那个中午祷告。
Not only do they pray in the on Wednesday afternoon.
他们在每一个周日的中午都祷告。
They pray every week actually for that.
那么就在这个时候，纽约的股市突然间就垮下来。
And all of a sudden, the stock market in New York crumbled.
因为经济的崩溃，使到很多人的心从一个属世的心转到一个寻求天国的心。
And because of the economic crumble, people's heart then turned from the worldly material prosperity then towards heavenly things.
你还记得在911发生的时候吗？
Do you remember when 9/11 happened?
当时教会就开始，很多人就开始祷告。
A lot of people began to pray.
但是今天我们又发觉到，教会又在沉睡当中。
But then today we see that churches are beginning to fall asleep.
所以在当时，在短短的六个月当中，他们一共有一万到一万五千的人。做生意的人，特别做生意的人，继续在纽约这个城市来祷告。
But so at that time, they figured that there were about 10,000 to 15,000merchants begin to pray in New York.
所以这个 Jeremiah Lanier 所开始祷告，得到神的祝福。
What Jeremiah Lanier had started as a prayer meeting.Was blessed by God.
所以在一年过后，美国每一个主要的城市都受到这个祷告运动的影响。
So after a year, every major city in the states were affected by this prayer movement.
那么基督徒聚在这些城市里面祷告。
Christians gathered in these cities to pray.
所以神听了他们的祷告。
God answered their prayer.
不到两年的时间。
And within 2 years.
一共有100万的人信了耶稣。
There were 10 million people believe in Christ.
One million. 但是当时美国的人口只有3000万。
But at that time, the population in the states only has 30 million.
所以在历史里面，我们看到神听人的祷告。
So in history, we see that God answers people's prayer.
所以圣经告诉我们要围着福音的事工广传来祷告。
So the Bible told us we must pray for the message of the Lord to be spread rapidly.
那么除了要围着这个福音的事工来祷告。
So besides praying for the spreading of the gospel.
那么圣经也告诉我们也要为那些传福音的人祷告。
We need to pray for those who are spreading the gospel.
以致他们能够脱离那些恶人的手。
So that they are delivered from the wicked and the evil man.
圣经讲，因为这些人都不是有信心。
They said, the Bible said because not everyone has faith.
也就是说，不是每一个人都相信耶稣。
Which means not everyone believes in Jesus Christ.
他们会阻止福音的广传。
They are going to prevent the spreading of the gospel.
并且会迫害这些传福音的人。
And they will also persecute these people who spread the gospel.
当这个福音的事工被广传的时候
，And as the gospel is being spread afar，
魔鬼不会袖手旁观的。
The devil will not sit idle。
他会借助这些不信的人来阻止福音的广传。
They are going to use these non-believers to stop the spreading of the gospel。
透过这些恶者来迫害这些传福音的人。
And through the evil man, they are going to hurt, or persecute。
传福音是一场属灵的征战。
Spreading the gospel is a spiritual warfare.
我们必须穿上这个全副的军装。
We must put on the whole armor of God.
来抵挡我们的仇敌。
To resist our enemy.
如果你看这个以弗所书第六章的时候，就谈到这个属灵征战。
If you look at Ephesians chapter 6, it mentioned about the spiritual warfare.
在这段经文里面有讲到那个。属灵的军装有那个束腰带。
And in that chapter, it talks about the whole armor of God, which includes the belt.
有护心镜。
There is the breastplate.
有那个盾牌。
There is the shield.
有那个头盔。
There is the helmet.
但是我们发觉到还有一个武器。
But we also notice there's one more weapon.
就是祷告。
And it is prayer.
所以保罗在以弗所书六章十八节、十九节说。
So in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 18 to 19 Paul said
他说靠着圣灵随时多方祷告
And pray in the spirit on all occasions
并且要在警醒不间为众圣徒祈求也为我祈求使我得口才能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘
And be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel.
所以保罗要求基督徒靠着圣灵为他祷告。
So Paul asked that believers pray for him in the spirit.
啊，不只是为其他的信徒祷告，也为他自己祷告。
And not only pray for other believers, but also for himself.
以致他能够有这个口才，能够放胆的去传扬这个福音。
So that he will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel.
所以这里告诉我们，基督徒必须多方围着那些传福音的人祷告。
So here it tells us that believers should always pray for those who are spreading the gospel.
那么世界上我们知道有不少的基督徒因为传福音受到迫害。
And we know that all over the world there are people who are suffering for the sake of the gospel.
所以我们必须要为他们祷告。
So we must pray for them.
我刚才说过，传福音是一场属灵的征战。
Just as I mentioned before, spreading the gospel is a spiritual warfare.
啊，魔鬼撒旦不希望啊一些人。
The devil Satan does not like for people to hear the gospel and believe.
他会用尽那个方法来阻止啊这个世人得到这个救恩。
He's going to use all sorts of ways to prevent people from believing or hearing the gospel.
所以我们必须为着传福音的事工来祷告。
So we must pray for spread this gospel.
无论是向传福音的人祷告。
We need to pray for those who are spreading the gospel.
或者为自己向人传福音祷告。
Or to pray for ourselves for as we spread the gospel.
我们必须以祷告来做出发点。
We need to start with prayer.
比如说，如果你要向某某人传福音的话。
For example, if you are going to talk about the gospel to a certain person.
你还没有向他传福音之前。
And before you start talking.
我鼓励你。
I encourage you to pray first.
你为他祷告。
You pray for him.
也为自己祷告。
And you pray for yourself.
因为这个是一场属灵的征战。
Because this is a spiritual war.
在退休会的时候，Quan问了一个很好的问题。
During the retreat, Quan asked a very good question.
他说，当一个人要接受耶稣基督成为他个人的救主的时候，他是否必须要做祷告？
He said, before a person receives Christ as his personal savior, does he need to pray?
我说，肯定要做祷告。
I said, absolutely, you have to pray.
因为当那个人做这个决心的时候，
because as a person makes this decision,
当他做这个祷告的时候，
as he pray,
他就是胜过魔鬼的权势。
He is overcoming the power of Satan.
所以祷告在我们生命中占了一个很重要的地位。
So prayer has a very important part in our lives.
所以当初级教会在成长当中的时候，
So as the early church is growing,
事情越来越多，
There are more and more things that happen.
就好像我们教会如果成长的话，
It's just like as our church grows,
吃东西的人越来越多，
There are more and more people to eat.
要越多的人来做点心啊。
More and more people have to make food.
所以因此门徒没有这样的时间来去预备食物给那些人吃。
And the disciples lack the time to prepare the food.
所以这些都是圣经讲都是次要的事情。
But the Bible said all these are secondary.
所以使徒就必须选出那些执事。
And so the disciples have to then pick deacons.
来做这些事情。
To do these.
但是圣经告诉我们，使徒两个重大的责任。
But the Bible tells us there are two important roles.
就是传道跟祷告。
For the disciples, and it is to pray and also to spread the gospel.
所以可见祷告是非常重要的事情。
So as you can see, prayer is of utmost importance.
我们也应当存着一个信心，来相信神是一个听祷告的神。
And we must also have faith, knowing that God is a God who listens to prayer.
因为圣经说神是信实的。
Because the Bible says God is faithful.
就好像第三节说，但主是信实的，要坚固你们，保护你们脱离那恶者。
Just as in verse 3 it says, but the Lord is faithful and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one.
那么神是听祷告的神。
God is the God who answers prayer.
那么既然我们是他的儿女。
And since we are his children,
他不会把那些不好的东西赐给我们。
He's not going to give us anything that is not good.
然后主耶稣在马太福音第七章第九节第十节谈到祷告的事情的时候
and as Jesus talked about prayer in Matthew chapter 7
他说你们中间谁有儿子求饼还给他石头呢求鱼还给他蛇呢
He said what man are you if his son asks him for bread will give him a stone or if he asks for fish he will give him a serpent God is faithful and he will not leave us behind
我们也知道希伯来书讲得很清楚神不会撇弃我们
And in Hebrews it also clearly tells us that God will not leave us
因为神是信实的
Because he is faithful
所以凭着这个应许我们深信我们可以投靠这位神
And from the promise we know we can rely on this God
而且他会按照他的旨意听我们的祷告
And according to his will he will answer our prayer
神的信实好像、一台这个风车一样
God's faithfulness is just like a windmill.
那么有一天，有位牧师去拜访他的会员。
One day a pastor went and visited one of his congregation.
那么这会有是一位农夫。
He is a farmer.
当他从他的车子走出来的时候。
And as he left his car.
他就看到在那个农场里面有一台这个风车。
He saw a windmill in the middle of his field.
在那个风车上面写着一个字。
And there are a few words written on the windmill.
所以他看清楚一点，他就看到那几个字是说神是信实的。
And as he looked closely, he saw that the word says God is faithful.
那么他就很好奇的去问这位农夫。
So he was very curious, and he asked the farmer.
他说神的信实到底是不是？依照这个风吹的方向呢
He said, is God's faithfulness relying on the direction of the wind?
这位农夫说不是
And the farmer said no
他说这几个字的意思就是说无论那个风从哪一个方向吹来神是信实的
He said, the meaning of these few words means that no matter what direction the wind comes from, God is faithful
你们有没有看过风车
Have you guys have you ever seen windmill?
如果你去荷兰的话就看到很多那些风车
If you have gone to Holland then you would have seen a lot of them
其实在美国一些农场里面也可以看到那些风车
And actually in some parts of the farms in America you can see them
这些风车都不受那个风的方向吹来的影响
This windmill will not be affected by the direction of the wind
无论那个风从哪一个方向吹来
No matter what direction the wind is blowing
这个风车都很每一天都会操作都会走
The windmill will work every day
神就是好像这个风车一样
God is just like a windmill
无论那个风的方向从哪一个方向来
No matter what direction the wind is blowing
神是信实的
God is faithful
所以只要我们按照神的旨意去祷告
So if we pray according to God's will
神是信实的
God is faithful
神必听我们的祷告
He will answer our prayer
在这个格雷雕克这个城市曾经有一位牧师他的名字叫做 Dr. Wilbur Chapman
Dr. Wilbur Chapman is a pastor in the Philadelphia church
他开始牧养这个教会的时候
And as he began to shepherd the church,
他还很年轻。
He was very young.
那么当他来到这个教会讲完他第一天的道的时候
，And after his first preaching,
那么教会里面有位年长的弟兄就前来跟他讲话。
An elderly brother approached him.
这位弟兄他说，虽然你还很年轻
，He said, even though you're young,
就当我们教会的牧师
，And you're a pastor.
他说：“你只要很忠心的讲道
，Is that if you preach faithfully？
我会尽我的力量帮助你。
I will help you, in whatever way I can。
那么年长的弟兄就继续讲下去。
And he continued。
他说：我会为你祷告。
He said I will pray for you。
我还有一位弟兄为你祷告。
He said I will pray with another brother for you。
那么。三个人后来也有另外弟兄加入他们。
And then later a third brother joined in.
那么三个人后来就成为十个人。
And then from three it grows to ten.
十个人成为二十个人。
Ten grows to 20.
二十个人成为五十个人。
20 grows to 50.
那么后来从五十个人成长到两百个人。
And then from 50 to 200.
这些人都聚在一起，在崇拜还没有开始的时候为他们的牧师祷告。
These people gathered together before worship to pray for their pastor.
在三年的时间。
And in 3 years.
这间教会一共有1100个人加入他们的教会。
There were 1100 newcomers who joined the church.
我知道教会我们的教会有人替我祷告。
I know in our church there are people praying for me.
我刚刚来欧洲各地华人教会的时候，我听到一位年老的姐妹，她说我每一天都为你祷告。
And as I first come to Albuquerque, I heard an elderly sister told me, I pray for you every day.
我心里面很感动。
I was deeply touched.
我受到很大的勉励。
And I was greatly encouraged.
我知道我们教会当中有一群年老的姐妹们。
I know there are a group, there is a group of elderly sisters.
为我们的教会的事工祷告。
Praying for the ministries of our church.
我盼望教会里面更多的人出来祷告。
And I pray that I hope that more people will come.
如果我们教会要成长的话。
If we are going to grow.
如果我们教会要把这个福音传在这个 Albuquerque 的话。
If we are going to spread the gospel in Albuquerque.
我们必须祷告。
We must pray.
求神帮助我。
May God help us. Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们祷告这个权柄。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the power of prayer.
求主帮助我们能够经常警醒的祷告。
Help us to be alert and pray often.
让我们祷告能成为你馨香的祭品。
And that our prayer can be fragrant sacrifice to you.
达到你的面前。
To be able to reach before you.
让我们的祷告能改变我们眼前的事情。
And that prayer can change what is happening before us.
使得我们教会能够继续的成长。
So that our church can continue to grow.
我们将教会完完全全交在你的手中。
We lift up the church completely in your hands.
求主带领。
Please lead us.
向祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.